You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we speak weekly about topics around body confidence. And you could find us on the Law of Attraction Radio Network at Body Confidence, Law of Attraction Style, LOA Style. So before we go into what we've been doing lately is getting emails from our listeners in so that we can discuss what's really up for them and their challenges. And that's what we do every week. Sharon. Yeah. I know you're up to something this week. What are you up to?
Yes, I am. I'm actually up to coaching people to play better in their relationships. It's my favorite topic, and that's why I love the, you know, the whole relationship thing in our lives and the people in our lives and even our own, the relationship that we have with ourselves, which is really the most important of all. And so I do this happily. And if anybody out there is interested in having a free mini super session, Stephanie and I both offer this as a little introduction to what coaching is and what it feels like. And if you're interested in that, my email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com. It's SharonShrieky. And we definitely love the letters that you send in. We really love to hear about everything that concerns you, and we bring it up in this recording, and we really love that, Stephanie and I. How about you, Stephanie? Tell them what you're up to.
Well, what I've really been up to is really cueing in with my clients around taking their talents out into the world with better body confidence, because I think better body confidence is a component to increasing their own self-confidence. And with that said, you can find me on Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. You can contact me, and also you can contact me at my 800 number at 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, because I like to be proactive. I mean, after you hear what we have to say, either contact Sharon or myself and leave your number and leave a good time. We're both in Eastern Standard Time. And we'll get out our day timers and make a time for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience or whatever challenge is up for you at this time. And as Sharon said proficiently is, you know, it's also understanding the coaching experience. You can't just talk about it. You got to experience.
Right.
So with that said, Sharon, I'm going to tell our audience what a wonderful woman sent us this week. Here are her words. I recently did a good enough job on something with my business, but I didn't, quote, knock it out of the park like I usually do. I'm having a really hard time letting go, even though the rest of the world would think the job was a success. How can I become more body confident to help me more be self-accepting that I did A-okay and less, her words, cutthroat with my performance? So Sharon, when you hear that, what comes up for you?
So I think about life being not win or lose. I think about life being win or learn. And I think that concept would help her very much because, you know, but when we have a disappointment like that and we feel like we should have been better, we should have done this and we should have done that, it's these perfect opportunities to learn. I mean, that's what popped into my mind at that moment. But what popped into yours?
Well, I'm going to piggyback on that because, you know, as coaches, we're always learning. We're learning from our clients. We're learning from our coach. And as we do that, we are less hard. But I have to say, there are moments when I say to myself, I should have done that. I should have.
Right, right.
I should have done that. I knew better. I should have done that. I should have done that. But it really is a waste of energy. And we know with law of attraction, energy is everything. If something's not giving you energy, let it go.
Right, right. That's where it gets tricky. So I think that let it go is something that like we know intellectually that we have to do. But the process is probably so hard because in our body we feel like knotted up at that moment. We feel like, oh, I should have, I didn't, I'm so dumb, or I'm so you know why did I have to do that? And I think that the first thing that pops into my mind is acknowledging what's going on for you. I think that that's very important. In coaching, I think that that's done because we're, you know, when you're discussing it, you're actually releasing the thoughts. Instead of having them bounce around in your head, you're having, let's say I'm having Stephanie coach me. She's going to be asking me questions that are going to get me to release this pent up, this pent up feeling in my body that's, you know, that tells me I'm not good enough, you know, or that I messed up and I'm always messing up. By speaking about it, you actually, you're acknowledging yourself, and then you're allowing yourself to make a plan for next time. Sometimes it's, you know, role playing how you would have done it differently so that you could learn from it. A lot of fun things happen in a coaching session that can really help. Can you shed some light on that?
Yes, and as we move forward in the coaching session, you know, I use some of my body knowledge language, my body knowledge system, in which, you know, if you're at that point where you're saying to yourself, as this woman did, I'm not good enough, your body hears that. And I feel sorry for you when your body hears that, because she's really not in the mood for that. Why would she want to hear that low energy?
Right, exactly.
She's not going to feel good. Your stomach hurts. You might have a headache. All these things that your body says to you helps you to get out of that frame of mind so that you can help your body's intelligence, and then you move forward.
Right, right. Yeah, like a person that, let's say, has that, does that often, tends to, if it doesn't come out the way they want, they tend to put themselves down and say, oh, I should have, I've, you know, when they feel it in their body and they make that connection, you can say, ah, it's that old feeling. It's that old feeling I'm getting. I understand it. You know, like just taking a moment and saying, you know, oh, this is happening again. I'm feeling that feeling. And then the process of saying, okay, I think I can let that go because now there's business to be made. There's new deals that I can do and that I can creating a plan, which is an action instead of thinking about something that was already done and reviewing it in your head and then feeling bad about yourself. That only puts you in a place where now you're paralyzed and labeled, you know?
Now, you notice you use the word paralyzed. That's a body feeling. So I'll give you an example. Okay. This morning, I had the lovely experience of my husband getting dramatic over not using a certain technique on the computer.
Yeah.
Not that anybody on the call has ever...
No.
Been with the computer. They don't remember what to do. They have to get the job done.
Right.
And there's complete dramatization. Okay. So I happened to walk in the room because I wanted to help.
Right.
But my body could not take his drama. I couldn't take it. It was like he was so into being that way, and if his body could handle it, fine. But my body said,
right,
I think I'll help you in 10 minutes. So I walked out of the room, and I came back about 10 minutes later. He was still in drama mode, but it was a little bit subsided.
Is that, like, I wonder, like, is that the, like, berating of, like, is that kind of drama mode something like that you berate yourself?
Yes. It was like he was doing the drama because he wasn't solving the problem. Okay.
Sometimes you could just blame the damn computer and say, you.
No, he was blaming himself, just like how this woman wrote that she wasn't good enough. You know, she didn't knock it out of the park. He didn't get it solved. Bing, bang, boom.
The should have, could have, would have.
Ay vey.
Yeah, and that is a very heavy energy at that moment.
But when you do relationship coaching, you know, I mean, when I said to you, I moved out of that space.
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah. You know, I coached myself at that moment, but would that be a positive?
I think that is, yeah, because that energy was bringing you down. You need to get out of that.
Oh, my God. It was early in the morning. I'm doing my, you know, meditation and chilling out and playing with the cat. And he's like in this mode. I couldn't wait to move away, but most people would just stay there.
Right, right. Or try to fix it. Maybe try to fix it. Mm-hmm. Maybe, the thing is, when you're dealing with somebody who's in that kind of a mode, you can, you stick yourself there and you try to help, and then you get it. You get it, like, girl, or get out of here, or leave me alone. You don't know anything. And then,
nothing I would have said would have gotten through that wall.
Exactly. You know, at that
moment, his body. Now, let's reflect a little bit about his body. Yeah. I feel his body, in adapting to that situation, had to do that. And that's okay. So we're not judging him. We're not putting him down.
Right. Absolutely.
But he had to release it in that way, but that's not my way of releasing it, at least in that moment.
Maybe he feels as if he puts that pressure on him, he'll work harder. And in that working harder, he'll figure it out. You know, like, if I put more pressure on me, myself, and I say, come on, what's the matter with you? You can do better. You'll actually do better. It could be that, you know, at some point in our lives, somebody might have handled it that way, and we learned, hey, I guess this is the way to do it. If I'm told, you know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not strong enough, or I'm not smart enough, I will get myself snap into shape and get it done and do it, figure it out.
Well, that's intellectually, but to me, using body confidence, he was using body confidence. Right. He was using his body to release the tension by being dramatic. I'll say that again. Using that tension to release it, because it was so in there somewhere that, again, he probably would have hurt himself if he wasn't dramatic.
Did it work?
Well, I came in 10 minutes later and I said,
I wonder,
can we call the tech guy? Can I text the tech guy and he'll just give us the answer?
Right.
Okay. Because I was afraid he was going to hurt himself.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm wondering.
Well, we're two women here. Don't you get dramatic? Because
that
is more of a release of whatever tensions and anxiety.
Well, I think it's like a call for help. I think it's a call for help. Maybe, I don't know exactly if it's me actually asking for help, or I know that whenever that should happen and drama should come out of me.
Okay, give me a drama moment.
So, like, let's take a drama moment. I'd say, okay, yesterday, perfect drama moment. All right.
Oh, again, can I interrupt you? Can I interrupt you? I hope you did it really well. Did you do it really well?
I really did it well.
Okay, good. I don't want you to be embarrassed in front of our audience.
All right, so I'll be a little embarrassed, but for the sake of learning. No, it's okay. So yesterday, I was cleaning up. It turned out like I was burning the midnight oil in the cleaning of the kitchen, and you know, I was, you know, putting everything away, and I wanted it to look nice. And my daughter comes down, and she's like, "Hi, hi." I'm like, "You know," I said, "you know, I'm here in the kitchen. I'm doing this myself. Nobody cares. I make dinner. I'm now cleaning up after dinner. Everybody eats and leaves, and that's just not fair. I'm all by myself."
Oh, my God.
You know, I had this little rant.
I love it. You did it good.
Yeah, it was. Ooh. And I guess, you know, so what it was me ranting because I wanted help. If I stopped and I thought about it before, I probably just...
But how was your body? Was your body really into ranting?
It was stressed out. It was tired. And I just wanted to release this. I released it.
But releasing, you really acknowledged your body at that moment.
Yeah.
To release. And that's how you did it. If you were just calm, cool, and collective, that wasn't going to cut it.
Yes. I popped the air out of the balloon. See, it was like, you know, like I had that tension build up, and then she said, "Well, why don't you just ask me?" And I said, "Oh, I could have done that."
Well, she couldn't stand your ranting anymore, so she was calm. And did she really say that?
She said that. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I probably could have asked you, but I just needed to," like you said, that just my body was, it was built up. This was built up and it just needed that release. And then, but I wonder if there was a way that I could have, you know, come to that, or is this just something that has to happen at times? What do you think about that?
I believe it has to happen because allow your body to express herself.
Yeah.
Okay, instead of your mind going, "Oh, shouldn't be doing that."
Mm-mm. Right.
Then your body, you know, that's how people get sick. You know, they keep suppressing.
And denying what they feel, I guess, you know.
That's
denying.
Not good. Not
right.
Good.
That's the beauty of coaching. That's really the beauty of coaching because you're actually having an opportunity to release. And then to strategize and release what you feel and then think of a better way to do it. You know, it's a constant play of how can I do this better? I need to release what I have, what I'm feeling, let out that bad air, and then come up with a new way of doing it or come up with a solution or a direction or something. And I think that's.
But back to my husband, when he was releasing in a dramatic way, I think that was a good thing because it was working for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, my body couldn't stand it. I had to move out of that space and come back.
Right.
So before we wrap up here, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, well, you can reach me for a fun session of, you know, relationship coaching or coaching around making, you know, having more fun in life, more better relationships, more meaningful communication with family members or, you know, even ourselves. You can email me at sharonshriki@gmail.com. It's SHARONSHRIQUI@gmail.com. And how about you, Steph?
BodyAwe.com, and also 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, and both myself and Sharon, you can, why not get a session between us, yes. 2-for-1 here, and we'll move into you experiencing really what it's like to be coached so that you can move forward with any challenges that you have going on. And again, you can find us at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You'll find us. We've got two superheroes on our logo where you see body confidence, LOA for Law of Attraction style. And give me a sentence or two, Sharon, what you want people to remember from our call.
So I think that it's, you know, acknowledging what went on at the moment. I think that that's what we're needing at the moment of frustration, acknowledging yourself and how you feel about it, and then allowing yourself to release it through that acknowledgement, whether it's a rant or it's scribbling around or feeling it, you know, profoundly, and then allowing yourself, you know, the giving yourself the love to let it go when
that's
done.
I couldn't have said it better, and I'm going to see you next week. Yes?
Yes, yes. Can't wait. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So fun. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.